Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 14 of the World of Goldcraft. As always, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and we'll be talking about goldmaking and World of Warcraft for the next 25-ish minutes. As usual, I'll go through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's happened for me, how I've been doing, and then usually I talk about what's happened with the game over the last week and a discussion point. And this week I'm just going to be talking about patch 8.1, because if you're listening to this on Wednesday, then the patch is already out and we're all playing 8.1. So that's what we're going to talk about. So maybe you're already neck deep in crafting sinister combatant gear, or maybe you're just at work still, itching to get home so you can get back into the game. But we'll be talking all about that later. First, we'll talk about my week in goldmaking. And for me, it was fairly slow this week. But mostly because I just didn't have enough or too much time to play the game, as my daughter has been sick. Nothing serious, but it's kept me away from the computer more than usual. So this meant that for me, like, the only real gameplay time I had was the time I put in when I was streaming on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that was just like 5 hour total, roughly, on my main account. And it was mostly focused on PvP, because I'm working on trying to get as many marks of honor as possible. I'm still way short. I only have about 15, I think. So that's going to be 2 rank 3 recipes so for the new Sinister Combatant gear, so nothing like special. Outside of that, I spent a decent amount of time crafting Tidespray linen bracers, and I have about 500 of those. And all of the expulsion crafting that I'm going to do in 8.1 is on the same character, so I can just scrap them all before Wednesday or before the patch launches. So that's good. I'll probably try to craft up some more bracers, as I don't remember the exact amount, something like 16,000 Tidespray linen in my bags and my mailbox. And I really want to get into the Sinister Combatant gear right away, as soon as I can log in. I'm going to go get the recipes and craft some Sinister Combatant gear. So sales have been slow, but it's hard to say if it's like if the primary cause is something in the game or an actual reduction in demand, or if it's just because I didn't have enough time to, or I didn't play the game too much this week, which will definitely, like, I didn't post too many, repost my auctions often enough. So it can be that. I don't know. So that's my week. Like, nothing spectacular. I had quite small mailboxes, nothing to really brag about. But that's how it is. And you can also, of course, read about this in the latest update on my 0 to 1 million, or no, my gold cap challenge. On my other realms, it was actually pretty good. I have a decent number of sales, but once again, like, my repost rate is what's keeping me back. I have a lot more battle pets right now, and it's definitely looking like I'm getting some more battle pet sales. So I will try to increase my battle pets, the total volume of battle pets I have, as we go further. But I think that's it for the week for me, because I think it's way more interesting to really dive into the patch 8.1, of course, which is what we're all now neck deep into. So obviously I've been talking about the parts of 8.1 for a while, but today I sort of think I'm going to just try to bring it all together. So this episode was recorded on Sunday, so any speculation is based on the latest PTR build available at that time. So hopefully, like, the patch notes haven't embarrassed me too much by the time this goes out to all of you. I'll go through the major changes that are coming in 8.1, and then I'll talk about what you can and should do to maximize the gold you make in the new patch, and sort of how I think the changes will affect the game, or, like, overall, and in terms of which markets are going to be better to be in when 8.1 rolls around, and then when the new raid opens in January, of course. So let's look through the major changes. So the first one is, of course, the new content that's coming in 8.1. The war campaign continues in 8.1 with new quests and new content. I haven't taken like a deep look, but I expect that this is just like essentially solo play content for players, and I don't think it'll have like a massive effect. But who knows, maybe there's a quest where you need to turn in an item, or maybe you get some profession-related item from some of the quests. We'll see. A much bigger change in terms of goal-making is, of course, the addition of the new Warfront in Darkshore, which will double the amount of turn-in cycles on any given realm. And this is pretty great for goal-makers, as there will be more players wanting to buy the items to turn in at the Warfront. And especially when you see this in combination with one of the other changes, which is the Paragon reward system for progressing reputation past Exalted from Legion is being added for BFA reputations. So especially for anyone looking to get some of the Paragon rewards from Honorbound or the 7th Legion, they'll definitely be turning in every single Warfront cycle. So then we're also getting in 8.1 something called Incursions. They are very similar to Legion Invasions in 8.1. For those of you who played, they're very similar to Legion Invasions. For those of you who played Legion, which will mean that when they're live for 18 hours at a time. It'll target a zone, and all of the world quests will be swapped out for special incursion world quests. And then there's usually like a scenario at the end. That's what it was in the during the invasions in Legion. So I expect it similar. One very cool factor about this is that you can do these incursion world quests on your alts if you have unlocked world quests on your main. And in Legion, the experience was very high for doing this, so that was a very, very efficient way to level your alts. So if that carries over, then you'll see a lot more players. It'll be way easier to get your characters to 120, which is good to get more professions, but it's also good because it means other players are leveling more characters. More characters means that they need more gear, and they can buy that from you, or from me. Hopefully from me, actually. That's way better than buying them from you. Anyway, so we're also getting some new quest lines, which flesh out the stories of some of the characters in the game. I'm not going to go into detail on any of those. You can read about that on Wowhead or whatever else. 8.1 will also add some more heritage armors for some more of the racers. So anything that's required for those quest lines could be something. If anything is required, probably not. I haven't looked in detail on this either, actually. But that's something that players may want to return to the game for, because they'll get some unique transmog. So if they're collectors that have taken a break, then maybe they'll go back. We're also getting two new island expeditions, and island expeditions are getting some other interesting changes that mean that they're way more attractive to run in 8.1 than they are at the moment. So island expeditions are definitely going to be something that's going to have a larger impact on the game, for sure, in 8.1. So I think that's really interesting. So if you're not aware of the other changes, one is that as a reward for doing your weekly island expedition world quest, you'll get the treasure map that unlocks some special sort of treasure mission from the mission table. We haven't, or I, as far as I know, we still don't know exactly what those treasure missions are. But of course, there the speculation, and it's pretty rife with speculation, that it will be some form of substantial gold reward. That's what people expect. And that this might turn on the inflation to more to the levels we're used to from Legion. Maybe it'll bring more gold into the game, which is good because it means players have more gold to spend on our wares. So that could be a thing. I'll touch on the other change there later. So patch 8.1 also adds the new raid, the Battle of the Zarolor, to the game. But the raid doesn't actually open up until January, so at this point, it's not going to impact the game at all yet. So, yeah. We'll get there when we get there, but it's still like a ways off. It's a month off at least until the raid opens. So for now, it's just like a non-factor as far as 8.1 goes. So that's the content changes. There are some more that I some smaller changes that I just didn't focus on, of course. But now we'll take an overall look at like the system changes that are coming in 8.1. As usual, 8.1, with any like larger World of Warcraft patch, we're getting several system changes. Some are aimed at improving the experience at max level in BFA. As all of you are aware, like there's been a lot of criticism about the experience, how BFA feels and plays. And some are aimed at improving like the overall experience of playing World of Warcraft. The biggest change possibly is the addition of several new currency vendors. So these are added to remove the RNG involved in working towards certain rewards, and they're also adding a new one for island expeditions specifically to make you more interested in running those. So the first vendor is related to the war fronts and will give you access to mounts, a battle pet, cloaks for transmog, etc. And the related currency is obtained from war fronts, possibly the new incursions, and possibly some other world content, maybe world quests, maybe bounties, maybe something else. We don't know exactly yet. But this, as far as having an economic impact, this won't be a big deal. The war front turn-ins is what's going to drive the changes there, so I don't think this vendor really impacts like the gold-making side of the game particularly much. Then you're getting a new island expedition vendor where you can turn in your seafarers' doubloons to buy, amongst other things, a new mount. So this will make like island expeditions way more popular in terms of the number of people queuing for them for sure, and especially when you add in the treasure map change that I've already noted. And then island expeditions are already a pretty good way to level. So like overall, I think a lot of players will be doing more island expeditions, and I definitely, if you have like a level 110 twink, which a lot of players have, which can really push out island expeditions very, very quickly. That's maybe something you can look into if you like that sort of thing, like boosting island expeditions for people leveling or people just wanting to farm seafarers doubloons. I think this market will be a lot better in 8.1 if this is something you like. So that's the island expedition vendor, and then Blizzard is adding a vendor for where you can target specific Azerite pieces, or rather at least get a random Azerite piece from a specific slot. So you can cut down on the RNG related in getting Mythic plus Azerite pieces from like your weekly chest. So the currency you use here is obtained from scrapping Azerite pieces at the scrapper. So this means that a lot of players will be scrapping much more of their gear if you're like an endgame content player. So they'll probably have a bit more materials, they'll have a lot more Expulsum. So I don't really know like how much this will affect the game. This may also mean that some a smaller percentage of the gear is getting disenchanted than right now. Overall, I don't think like this will like massively change the price on anything, but it's definitely going to mean like slightly smaller supply of Veiled Crystals and slightly like higher, smaller demand for Tidespalin and for Expulsum. But as I said, I don't think that the changes are going to be, I don't think this will be a large impact on the game. Now the next change that they're adding is a lot bigger. And this is they're reducing the experience required for leveling a lot. The total reduction from level 1 to 110 is 25%. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of hours. And then when you add on to this the new insurrections, that will mean that leveling from 110 to 120 is likely going to be faster. As well as you can also buy boosts for through island expeditions. And I think there's going to be a lot of players leveling alts. And then you add the fact that there's not going to be a new raid until January, so players will have a lot of time to level their alts right now if they want to. So I think that anything that targets people that are currently leveling an alt, or that just leveled an alt to level 120, any market where you can help them with those things, that's going to be something you can make gold with in 8.1. Obviously, for recently leveled 120 characters, the new Sinister Combatant gear with item level 340 is like going to be a great market. And I think we'll definitely see a lot more new characters buying armor in 8.1 than we see right now. And the market for the current Honorable Combatant gear is surprisingly good still, at least in my experience, or when it was when I recorded this at least. So I think that's going to be pretty cool. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we'll see the addition of Paragon rewards for Reputation Beyond Exalted. Maybe this will mean that players are buying slightly more contracts again, but then again, like, this market is a low volume and low profitability regardless. But if you have the rank 3 recipes, you may want to add these to your stock again. It's very easy to stock up on 20 of each and just keep them on your bank vault for posting. So for the profession changes, like, I've covered that in a separate blog post, and I'm not going to go into like deep detail on the profession changes and what I think about that, because I've already written about that. I'm just going to give you like the Cliff Notes version right now, which is, of course, the major thing is the addition of item level 340 crafted gear. And I expect this gear to be quite popular because the crafting cost is relatively low, somewhere in the 2 to 4K range, depending on the realm and exact material prices. Which means that you can get a full set of 340 gear for that's 5 armor pieces and weapons, and that's 6 to 7 pieces. And for something like 5 to 10K each, that's like maybe 70K for almost a full 340 set. I think people will definitely be willing to buy that. Marks of Honor is how you get the recipes, or at least the higher ranks one. The rank one you just get at the trainer. If you still haven't gotten them, make sure you take advantage of the brawl that's up right now. Do it on all of your level 120s. The quest, you'll get a boost. You'll get like six, total of 6 Marks of Honor from just like getting the brawl quest done on one of your characters, and that's like one rank 3 recipe. Or one upgrading one recipe from rank 1 to 3, right there. So that's definitely something you should do. Also, make sure that you can get the required Expulsum, because all of the recipes require Expulsum now. So that's my like overview of the profession changes, or of the total patch changes, I mean. And now let's talk a bit about how we can take advantage of the changes and what like my advice for gold making right now and from now until January. So there are two major changes I think we can expect in player behavior. Overall, number one is, of course, that I think we'll see a reasonable influx of players back into the game. Content patches always bring back some of the people that have quit since launch, and I don't think this will be different. Like the amount of players, I don't know how many people are planning to return, but there will be some players returning. This always happens. Like, there are class changes, there's Heritage Charmer, there's new mounts, there's stuff to do that you can't do, or that you couldn't do a week ago. And that always brings some people back. So maybe it's not as many as the older expansions. I don't know, like, how well the changes in 8.1 targets the pain points that players had and caused them to quit. So we don't know exactly how many people are returning, but people will be returning. And when they return, they'll be willing to pay gold to get their characters up to speed again. So that's good. I expect to see more players. In overall, I expect to see more players engaging in the end game max level content in BFA, which means more players turning in stuff for the war fronts, more players doing island expeditions. And of course, we may see that the treasure maps turn on a larger gold influx into the game, which would essentially drive inflation and bring up prices of everything, which might be good, might be neutral to us, I don't know. I think players having more gold to spend is good because it means that the auction house liquidity is higher. So the other major changes are the changes that are related to how easy it is to level and play alts in BFA. And I expect that we will see an influx of new characters being leveled between now and January. Because there's very little else new things to do, I expect. So anyone who wants to like swap characters for Desera lore or just see Endgame in a new class, they'll definitely be leveling now with the decreased experience required and with the incursions. And selling to these players will definitely be profitable. So like get ready with the 340 gear for newly leveled characters. Or get a 110 twink going for boosting people through island expeditions. Because they'll definitely be willing to pay for that. So that's the other trend I think you should target, which is players leveling and players that have recently hit max level. Then you have, of course, all of the players that are just going to return to the game in general and help drive demand across all of the major markets. So if you want to profit like as much as possible right now, I say go out, get all of the new 340 gear recipes and get them to the highest level you can, and then go craft them and get them on the auction house. Now, for some of you, it will probably be too late to hear this, but like usually, when new crafted gear is added to the game, you can, if you're the first to market, you can sell it for somewhere between 5 to 10 times crafting cost for a while. So if you're the first one and you're live with the craft, as soon as the servers go up, you can post them for 10 times crafting cost of rank 1, and you'll be probably be selling them quite quickly. So that's gonna be great. Hopefully you already have enough linen to scrap for Expulsum. As on some realms, I expect that we may see that the auction house actually gets emptied as players scramble to get enough Expulsum for the new crafts. Of course, we may see that players just have stocked up enough already, so they don't really need to buy any linen. This is, of course, impossible to tell ahead of time, but yeah, just be ready. The results are going to be as usual with a patch and changes to professions. There's definitely going to be a lot of price changes. So if you're doing material flipping, be careful for a couple of days. Like, the market will not be correct as prices will change, which means that. And it'll take a while before DB market changes to reflect that if you're using TSM to flip materials. So definitely be careful as prices will be fluctuating more heavily than they've done for a while. As the new recipes take effect, as the new supply and demand levels stabilize, that's going to take a while. But still, like right now, I would focus primarily on professions as there are several reasons for this. Number one is, of course, that a lot of the new profession recipes are pretty good, I think, in terms of filling a useful niche in the game. And then you have the other fact, which is, of course, that some of the other markets, particularly BOE flipping, which is like the highest value market in the game usually, is a very bad market to enter right now if you're not into it already, because we're now just 1 month away from the new raid. And with the new raid comes a higher item level cap. On BOEs, we get a new set of BOEs from the new raid, and if you just start buying now, you'll end up with a lot of stock that will tank in value when the new raid opens up. So definitely stick to crafting and materials, stuff that just will have a pretty steady value from now until pretty much the end of the expansion. And then you just focus on anything related to newly leveled characters or characters currently being leveled. And of course, take advantage of the reduced experience requirements and get your alts to level 120 so you have more professions available. More professions is pretty much always profitable. Overall, I think the changes in 8.1 look pretty good. I think they're going to revitalize the economy a bit. They'll definitely add some liquidity for sure, and I expect it'll bring back some players. The treasure map missions is going to be really exciting to see if they are, as a lot of people expect, related to getting gold into the game. And I also think that we'll soon see how the change to emissary gold rewards will affect the game, because they changed the gold reward from emissary caches to 2,000 gold a while back, which was a massive increase. And this will have, I think that's going to be a very subtle effect that will very slowly add gold back into the game. So maybe that will start also bringing some more liquidity to the auction house and some more players having gold to spend on fluff items, on more than just like the necessary consumables or enchantments or whatever. So that's it for me today. I hope you're all enjoying 8.1. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you do and you want more content on gold making, I write about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com 3 times a week. So go check that out. If you want to support the show and the blog, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. You'll get 3-day early access to all of the episodes and everything that goes on the blog, and you can get access to my TSM setup, and you will just help me spend more time improving the show and improving the blog. So yeah, hopefully you've had a great start to 8.1. I hope you all have a very profitable patch cycle. That's what I'm expecting.
That's it for me tonight, guys. So, have a good evening.